This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chris Paddock has been sent to the minor leagues, sending some ripples, I would imagine, through the Padres organization. Joining us from San Francisco right now, the voice of the Padres, Jesse Agler, here on 97.3 The Fan. Jesse, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you guys?
We're good. All right. We're debating whether this was something that perhaps has kind of been planned all along, or is it a surprise? And it's probably, I guess, somewhere in the middle. Jesse, what do you think?
Andy Green will talk to the media in about a half an hour, so we'll hear what he has to say about it. But I doubt this is something they just decided to come up with yesterday after that start. I think the Padres all along have said, you know, we're going to be very deliberate about how we handle these young arms, particularly Paddock, particularly Matt Strom, just because he hasn't really ever been a starter full-time at the big league level before. So, you know, they're able to look at the schedule at the start of the season and notice things, and I'm sure one of the things they would notice is that coming up the next week or so, there are a couple of off days in there, which would mean they can kind of limit what they need in terms of starting pitching. And so this perhaps was the plan all along. Perhaps, you know, they saw with Paddock not being as sharp as he has been earlier in the year, the last couple of times out, that maybe this was the right time to do it. So as you said, it could fall somewhere in the middle right there. The one thing it is not is any great surprise whatsoever. I think the Padres have been very transparent, both inside the clubhouse with the team and with those of us, you know, on the outside, that, you know, they are going to put the health and the long term ahead of everything else, you know, here this season. That's why they were cautious with Fernando Tatis Jr. That's why they've done things, you know, to move around the rotation for Strom and Paddock's benefit. It is all about the big picture here in 2019.
Jesse, also, when you look at Chris Paddock, I mean, you know, it wasn't a given that he was going to make the opening day roster, and then he came in, he blew everyone away. He had such a fiery start to the season, right? Dominated like that. I mean, could this be something that's really good for him, that kind of gives him a chance to kind of rest his mind and just, you know, process what's gone on these last few months?
Yeah, you know what? I bet if we asked him that question, he would be like, no, you know, I don't need that.
definitely.
You know, but you're right. I mean, he's coming up here, and it's, you know, he's never pitched a AAA, for goodness sake, and now it's like, okay, here's the big leagues, have at it. And obviously there's a mental grind that goes along with the physical grind of that. And a lot of guys over the years will tell you that the mental aspect of it is a lot more difficult than anything that happens to your arm or your shoulder or your elbow or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, it's probably not the worst thing in the world to just go down there and, you know, relax, quote unquote, for a couple of days. I'm sure he will work. I'm sure they will, you know, have something for him to work on, whether it's a mechanical or mental or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, a little bit of a breather, probably not the worst thing in the world.
Just
any rookie at this particular stage.
Yeah, agreed. Jesse Agler, I'd take a break
any rookie,
right about now.
Sorry to interrupt again. Any rookie except Fernando Tatis Jr., because apparently he is some sort of you know, baseball deity sent down from the heavens to save San Diego. It's just unbelievable.
What? Yeah, let's. I mean, what he did last night. I mean, I know it did. They didn't win the game, but my goodness, a leadoff home run, an RBI single,
yeah.
Scores from second on a ground ball to the pitcher. I mean, this kid, you know, a little bit of everything. He is so fun right now, and. You know, he's like a Ted joke last night. He has really, really struggled since he's come back from this injury.
Oh, yeah. It's only, what, two hits every game or something like that on average as time goes on. It's an amazing thing to watch. It really is. And, you know, I even said to Teddy about an hour ago, we were sitting here at the ballpark, and I was like, he's definitely on that list now of, like, guys who are worth the price of admission. You know what I mean? No matter what else is going to go on in the game, and I guess that's what you were saying last night. Obviously, it was a tough loss, and you're frustrated by the way it unfolded late. But getting to watch Fernando Tatis Jr. hit the first pitch of the game over the fence in center field and then have that mad dash around the bases a little while later – is worth it all. He is just so special.
Jesse, sometimes I'm sitting in the press box and I will see him make plays and I will, like, my mouth will drop wide open because it's like, you just remember he's just 20 years old. You know, he's, a lot of it is raw instinct and it's baseball abilities, but just off the field too, and I know you've had a lot of conversations with him, just who he is. He's calm. He plays the game the right way. Just what do you see about him that adds such a good element to this clubhouse?
I feel like every year around draft time, we start to hear that term bloodlines, right? And whether it's a Quantrill or a Bellinger or, you know, somebody who's got a family member, a dad, a grandfather, an uncle even, you know, who's played in the big leagues. And we always hear about, well, these guys, you know, could be a little bit more ready for it than others because they grew up around it. And, you know, we've talked to Tony about this before, too, how, you know, it was a less shocking introduction to professional baseball and big league baseball because they had spent time around big leaguers, you know, whether it's as kids or teenagers or anything like that. And sometimes it doesn't mean anything, and maybe sometimes it means everything. And I kind of get that sense with Fernando because he came in immediately, even before this year, and he just felt so at home. You know, there was no intimidation factor in the clubhouse in Peoria. You know, there was no like, all right, I got to prove myself. I got to show I belong. He just went in there with the confidence of a guy with immense talent, which he has, but also with the comfort level of somebody who's been around all this before, who's not going to be wide-eyed about it. And it's just all come together for him so quickly. I mean, if you pumped some truth serum into A.J. Preller, Andy Green, anybody else in the Padre organization, and you asked them, did you think he would be this good this quickly, I have a hard time believing any of them would say yes. You know, I think even the people in the Padre front office who were as high on Fernando as anybody couldn't have imagined it would be this immediate and this significant in terms of the impact that he's having out there. He is just absolutely remarkable, and I know I sound like I'm pumping him up like crazy here. I'm doing that intentionally. I want to tell myself, I want to tell fans, like, we should enjoy this guy as much as we can because he is incredibly special, and this is just the beginning.
Just the beginning. You're absolutely right. Jesse Agler is with us, voice of the Padres. Jesse, this has kind of been the week from hell for the bullpen, and we've never really said that before. I mean, at least I can't recall it in any time in recent years. And hopefully it's just a bump in the road. Have you had a chance to maybe, I don't know, kick a couple of things around with Darren Balsley? Are they noticing anything? Or should we just take this at face value as just one of those stretches where things are not going their way?
I think it's a combination of things. I think, one, yeah, it's one of those stretches. Every team will have those, and some teams more often than others. You know, I think the other is you just take a look at what the bullpen was at the end of last year when it was so good, and you kind of compare, you know, notes to what it is now, and there are some definite differences. You know, there's no Jose Castillo. And I know Hand was traded in July and Simber, but they were a big part of the success last year. Craig Stammen is obviously another year into it. He has been used an incredible amount this season, and I think he's starting to show some of that wear. You know, I mean, it's a guy at that point in his career being asked to throw that many times at this point in the season. That's asking a lot. And, you know, I mean, the reality is because of some of the injuries, that's the position that they've been put in. You know, Wingander's been up and down, obviously. I know they've got some things they're working on with him. That's been pretty clear. But, yeah, I think part of it is sort of, you know, the natural ebb and flow of things. I think also, you know, there's help coming. And whether it's, you know, Castillo coming back, I saw he got his rehab assignment bumped up to AAA today. You know, there could be help in the rotation, which could shuffle some things around a little bit. It'll get figured out in the long term. I just don't think that there are any emergency bells going off right now because, again, it's all about the long term for the Padres right now. They're not going to freak out about the seventh inning being a little bit of a dicey spot when they know that, you know, they feel good about the plan that they've got laid out, you know, for 2020 and beyond. So it's obviously uncomfortable. It's frustrating losing games the way they lost them last night. But I think it's also, in a way, not to sound defeatist, but, you know, it's a little bit normal for where they are kind of in their competitive arc.
Yeah, and Robert Stock coming back up too today, right? Yeah. So that might give him a little bit of relief, provided that he can do what he has been able to do last year. Hey, Jesse, as we get closer to the All-Star break and to the home run derby, I mean, I know there's been this push for Franmil Reyes to get into this home run derby. You know, what does America need to know about Franmil Reyes and what he might add to an event like that?
It's the kind of personality. And let me Google real quick while we're talking. I want to see who was in the home run derby last year. I don't remember. Forgive me for not having that off the
top
of my head.
Don't worry about it. I know Bryce Harper only because he turned it down for so long and then finally decided to do it.
And Jesse, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's like they just pick these guys, right? Like, it's not a fan vote.
Yeah, I don't think there's really much. You know,
no.
Okay,
yeah.
So last year you had Harper, Freeman, Muncie, Baez, Bregman, Schwarber, Aguilar, Hoskins. So, I first of all, I think Franmil kind of fits in the mold of a lot of those guys, kind of young up-and-comers who are going to be excited about doing it, and that's important. You know, I think that's first and foremost from an MLB standpoint. You want guys who are interested in it, not guys who feel like they have to do it. Now, looking at that list, in terms of personality. Javi Baez certainly pops. Bryce Harper certainly pops. Muncy a little bit, probably more now this year than last year. Just ask Bumgarner. But, I mean, outside of that, that's not like a huge personality list. They're great players. They're talented hitters, wonderful power hitters. But, you know, I mean, there's nobody there that really makes me think Franmil. And obviously we get to see him day in, day out, so it's a little bit of a different perspective. But, you know, I don't think there's any question that having a guy like that, a personality like that, kind of front and center in an event like that would be a great positive for Major League Baseball, to say nothing of the fact that he's going to hit the ball 500 feet. You know, I mean, it's that kind of personality that baseball wants to be promoting now, you know, really for the first time maybe in forever. You know, MLB and their marketing wing has, you know, finally decided that, hey, maybe this is good for the game if we promote the guys that have the big personalities. And, you know, David Ortiz obviously in the news now for other reasons, but he was a guy that kind of provided some of that, you know, for a lot of years. There's been no heir apparent to him, and I'm certainly not suggesting that Franmil is a direct heir apparent to David Ortiz in terms of the face of the sport when it comes to that sort of personality. But if he continues to get better at the major league level, if he is put on some of these national stages, both at the All-Star game and hopefully in the postseason with the Padres, he can really turn into something very special for this league.
There is no doubt. If he's in the Home Run Derby, it's going to be must-see TV.
Absolutely.
For me. Otherwise, it's not see TV for me. I just think he was made for something like the Home Run Derby.
Exactly.
He just was. Yeah. Jesse, thanks so much. Great job as always, not only last night but all season long, and we'll look forward to the broadcast tonight. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Sounds good, guys. Enjoy it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.